Here's a thought about the monochromatic color image. This is something I'm seeing a lot more of these days, and I'm really enjoying it. Maybe because it's a vision that was so difficult to do in earlier technologies of photography. There was a wide gulf in the film days between those who chose to make black and white photographs and those who chose to make color photographs. And you almost never saw something that was a mix of black and white and color, unless maybe it was a collage or something like that. But today, we can desaturate colors in a color photograph so easily and leave essentially what looks like a monochromatic image, but maybe with just a dot or a splash of color here or there, or maybe just a slight tint that when you look at it, you aren't necessarily aware that it's a color photograph. It kind of looks monochromatic, but then you realize it's sort of bluish or sort of warmish or whatever. It's those monochromatic color images that are really interesting. They're a lot of fun these days. Like I say, maybe it's technologically driven because we can do it now, and it's something that's so unique in photographic history that other than hand-colored black and white, that is to say, painted on, that is to say, painted black and white photographs where you go after it with Marshall oils or something like that, I almost never saw monochromatic images that had a little bit of color in them, unless they were, like I say, hand-colored images. But now we can do it fairly easily. I think it's a really interesting aesthetic. I hope it's not an aesthetic that's just a gimmick, because it doesn't feel that way now. When I look at those images now, they feel terrific. I tend to like them, mainly, I think, because the photographers are doing it with a good reason. Not always, but fairly typically. I do think it's an aesthetic that all of us could explore as something that we're now capable of doing so easily. That to me, those are way more interesting images than when we take a color photograph and crank up the color and make it more vibrant and more saturated, which seems to be such a popular thing these days. Those images always look fake and overdone and don't necessarily appeal. On occasion, maybe. But this monochromatic color idea, that's one I think has legs.